Welcome, fans and friends. It's November 13th, 2015. Welcome to another edition of After Six Productions from the Inside. Once again, on the way to work this morning. Traffic is not too bad. It's picking up a little bit. But I am glad it's Friday, even though it was essentially a short week because of Labor Day. Not Labor Day. Veterans Day in the middle of the week, so I really can't complain, so I won't. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well this morning. I was thinking yesterday about this new audio upload series that we're doing in our name, After Six Productions, and I'm not entirely sure whether I ever told a story of how After Six Productions got its name. So let me see if I can give you the abridged version. We go way back, and I'm talking way back to the mid-80s. My business partner and then college roommate as well as apartment roommate were writing songs and composing music and just getting together with some of his friends and some vocalists that we got out of New York who decided to come in the studio and do some work with us. And we needed a name. At the time, it was myself, Dan McCollum, and Neil Boyk. And we just pulled together a name using the parts of our respective last names. And we chose the name Boramic. It stuck for a little while. We had no other name to really choose. But in the, I believe it was the summer of 85, maybe. Dad can correct me at some point if I don't quite remember. We were, meaning Dan and I, were sitting in our apartment and we needed a name. Boramic was, yeah, that's nice. It was a combination of things, but it really wasn't catchy per se. So we were sitting around the apartment one day and I had an issue of GQ magazine. We've both been fans of the R&B group, the dance music group Chic from the 80s. And ironically enough, one of the band members, actually Bernard Edwards, the bass player, his son was actually working with us in the studio, Bernie Jr. So thinking about the kind of music that we were writing at the time and what we aspired to write, we knew that we were going to write adult contemporary stuff, but it wasn't going to be so much on the pop side per se, but we needed a look, we needed a persona, we needed a concept. And I was flipping through this magazine and we decided that we were going to produce and write music that was grown and sexy, for lack of a better phrase. And I was flipping through the magazine and I came across an ad for the formalwear company After Six. And I said, I think this is it. This is the name that we should choose because it kind of fits the persona and the look and the concept that we're looking at in terms of what our music's going to reflect. Dan agreed, and we pretty much took the name After Six Productions and used it as our production name, and the music hopefully reflects that. So there's your abridged version of how After Six Productions became After Six Productions. Time to keep my eye on the traffic. I hope you guys enjoyed listening today as well as the other episodes. Continue to stay tuned for future episodes of From the Inside. It's Friday. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I plan to do the same. Already kind of waiting for 5 o'clock to roll around, so you know how that goes. Anyway, take care. Have a great day. Ciao.